you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, no, I don't talk to my dad, but I don't bust his balls. But hey, why'd you leave mom, huh? You fucking loser. Anyway, nah, you're all right. You're a good guy. You're a good guy.
And welcome back to another episode of Asian Not Asian Podcast, a podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Mike Nguyen.
Today is Saturday, August 14th, coming at you from all over the America. Once again, we are a global operation.
That's what we do. And if you're listening to this on the podcast app, take a picture of your screen, post it on Instagram, tag us at AsianNotAsianPod, leave a review, subscribe, you know, do all that stuff, all the influencer shit, okay? Leave a review on the podcast app, give us 5 stars and then shit talk us. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a review in a long time, Fumi, you know? I want to hear what people think, all right? We love getting reviews, so please leave one. Also, we're on YouTube for you Gen Z kids who are... you know, edgy or whatever.
It's a vibe. You know, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, and the vibe is YouTube.
Hey, we're on YouTube. No cap.
I could totally see you being like, smash the review, right? Like, totally.
Hey, guys, we're the Slaps. So please check us out on YouTube. Like and subscribe us there. Hit follow on Spotify. And of course, please tell your friends because that's the only way people will ever hear about us. So
yes, word of mouth is king. Before we start the show, we always do a Patreon shout out. What that is we give a shout out to our newest Patreon subscribers by guessing their ethnicity purely based on their last name. Go to patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod to join this. And in exchange for your money, you get things like a shout out. We slide into your DMs, bonus episodes. It's all good stuff. So go to that website and please support us financially. It is the best way to support our show because we're completely independent and we have no money. Yep. Here we go. This guy, he just DM'd me. I guess we forgot to do him, even though...
Oh, really?
I don't see how that's possible because I'm so responsible. There's no way this is possible. But here we go. Solomon Wagner.
Solomon Wagner. Okay, you got a guess. I got a guess. What do you got?
Well, I knew a Korean kid in my high school named Solomon. I think, and Wagner is Jewish. So is he half Korean, half Jewish?
Yeah, I want to say, I'm going to go out of left field. I agree with you on the Korean, because Korean people love pulling from the Bible
as
a reference.
Yeah.
But then Wagner, I knew a dude named Wagner. He was actually Brazilian.
Weird. Brazilian.
So I'm going to say this is a hot Korean-Brazilian dude.
Woo!
Woo! Well, smoking hot, Solomon.
Thank God we can't see your face, because otherwise we'd be jerking off right now. Am I right?
We'd be so horny.
Right?
I know. Okay. Am I right?
All right. Took us
that's
like 3 minutes.
Slaps.
That's the okay. Next, we have Megan Mizukami.
Ah.
This is Japanese-American as hell,
Japanese,
man.
Japanese as hell, dude. This person lives in Ohio. This might be your neighbor or something.
Okay. This is interesting. This sounds like a pop
this
star.
Denicia?
D-E-N-E-C-I-A. Denicia.
Yeah. It's like the name of like a Greek demigod, you know, like the priestess Denicia.
I'm gonna go Laotian. You know why?
Whoa, huh?
Because
Well,
you know me. I've been reading up on the Southeast Asians. You know how it is.
You really have.
You guys are a little ornery with the guns and
ornery with the guns. What are we like Yosemite Sam? Yeehaw! You guys love us some secret war. You know,
this seems like I don't know. I don't know why I have this image of like a Southeast Asian mom in America. She's young. She just came from Laos or whatever. And she's watching a lot of BET. She's confused about America. And she's going to go ahead and, you know, I think she like is trying to create like a fusion name. And I think I think this is like a Laotian Hmong vibes. I'm getting that vibe.
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna let it slide. I'm gonna go with that. We're gonna go with Lao woman.
Lao woman. Yeah. What if it, maybe it could be a guy? I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Well, guys, just a reminder: this game is very hard to do if you don't put your last name. You guys, some of you guys are like, "You're being so offensive right now." Well, you didn't even give us your last name, so I had to make a fantasy.
Did you know this? Did you know this? In Malaysia, I think it's in Malaysia. A lot of people, they only have one name.
What do you mean? They don't do
last
names?
It's very
names?
Common to have just one name. There's not a first name, last name. There's a lot of Malaysians.
Why didn't you say so earlier? This is a Malaysian person.
Well, I was really enjoying your Lao explanation. It was. I thought I was like, okay, well, let's see where this goes. And it clearly, it went nowhere. And I was like, all right, well, that's where we are. So,
this all right. Go. Next we have, oh, this was an easy one. Alex Tran.
Okay, Viet.
Viet.
Although, Alex, that's an unusual Vietnamese name.
Okay, you sounded so disappointed, by the way. You're like, ah, Viet.
A little bit. Yeah. Alex.
Art Koshy is our last guy. Art. Ooh, wasn't that a politician that you voted for recently?
I voted for someone. Maybe this is the guy. Maybe this is... I think that was Art something else. I think that dude was Chinese.
He was like running for governor or something?
Yeah, no, he was running for like city comptroller or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
A college kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I don't think this is him. I don't think he won, but, you know, so Art Koshy. Is that a Japanese name, though?
Koshy, maybe... I mean, you know how when it sounds Japanese, you're not sure. What is the answer? It's Nigerian. This guy is Arthur. He's a yes. Nigerian fan. I think what happened is he saw my name and he was like, oh, brother. And he logged on. He listened to our episode. He's like, no, not the same brother. But he was already in the game. He got swept up in our comedy. And before he knew it, his pants were down. He was on patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod.
Yo, shout out to all of our Nigerian friends who are confused. Okay. Hey. Is from Nigeria.
Hey. thank you guys so much for donating. We love you. Please go to patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod if you want us to guess your ethnicity based on your name. Moving on to the main topic of this week. We started doing this last week. It's been a good time. We're going to keep doing it. You know, Mike and I were Asian American, but it's hard to be Asian American because, once again, I'll quote Mike Nguyen, being Asian American is like dividing by zero, okay?
Doesn't make sense.
It's undefined, my guys. And
undefined, my bros.
Every week we try to define what it's like, and so we like to ask each other what kind of Asian we were this week in hopes to find out what it really means to be Asian American. So, Mike, what kind of Asian were you this week?
Yo, this week, I was an insecure Asian.
And just to clear, it doesn't mean you got casted in the HBO show Insecure. This is something way sadder.
That would make me a secure Asian financially. I'm an insecure Asian. But insecure because, so this is like your second week gone. You know, you're in LA. We're obviously still recording on the podcast, and that's totally fine. On Zoom, which is totally fine. So... people keep coming up to me and going, Mike, what's it? Mike, are you going to be okay without Fumi around? And I thought I was okay. I was like, yeah, it's fine. But like after like the fourth person asked me, I was like, should I not be okay? Am I not okay? Am I not going to be? People are like, Mike, what's going to happen? It's like, you know, it's like when a white woman gets divorced and they're like, oh my gosh, Helen, are you going to be all right? And she's putting on a brave face.
Yeah.
But she knows. She doesn't know if the... prenup is gonna hold or whatever, so it's gonna be crazy. So I've been a little insecure because, you know, I always tell people, I think you and I individually are funny, but when we come together, we're Voltron. Okay,
Voltron,
we become, or whatever, pick whatever you want, you know, we're the thing, the Dragon Ball Z
fusion,
and we become like this super powerful. You literally sometimes when we do comedy, you stand on my shoulders and we become really we become the hottest version of Asian guys, which is over 6 feet tall.
Yes.
Over 6 feet
finally
tall.
Finally, we are 6'3". Yes.
Finally, we're 6'3", because individually we're only 3 feet and a half. So we it's been weird. So, you know, I've been trying to, you know, we still have Hack City, which you guys should come to that. It's August 21st. And that's a stand-up show. And then I'm trying to have another separate Asian Not Asian live show. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be, you know, we've done some live podcasts before. And this is, you know, we've done like kind of variety show style, game show style, like talk show style, all these different things. But I've always had you there.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing is that put you and me in a crowd, in front of a crowd that is like not... just like even likes us a little bit and we're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. We'll figure it out.
We're going to fuck around. you're going to say something inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to backpedal out of that. And that alone, that's the show. That's the show. That's perfect. But without you there, you know, it's just going to be me. And I've got to get like other people in. And it's always a risk. You know, we have a lot of friends in comedy, but you just don't know how it's going to be. Like, you know, when I had Young Me co-host at Hack City with me, fortunately, it was great. But she's a very strong energy. Okay. It's like if you're summoning a demon. All right. That demon may listen to you and like grant you all your wishes, or that demon is going to eat your soul. And you don't know which one it is.
You don't know. You took a gamble. Right? Yeah.
You took a gamble. So I'm a kind of an insecure Asian. How about you, Fumi?
That, to me, that sounds like you're a gambling Asian. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Gambling Asian.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're looking for words of comfort, I have none, but I think it'd be fine, you know. I think it'd be great. This week I was a I was a second place Asian, Mike. A second place Asian. You ever been a second place Asian? You know what I'm talking about?
That's my vibe, baby. That's my vibe. My vibe is like third place, maybe first runner up. That's the first one.
So I was second place Asian because I moved to LA, like, I don't know, I guess it's I moved here on the first. So I guess it's been 13 days, which is crazy, or 2 weeks. And I've been doing some shows here and there. Thank you everybody who's been having me on. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure coming to your show. And hey, New York Comics, we've got a new comedians, I think it's a double-edged sword being a new comedian, because we are very funny, but we don't know business at all, right? And so I think the stereotype, I'm not saying this is true, but the stereotype is that LA people are like, they just like are a little more in tune with the business, you know?
Yeah.
But the general vibe is that if you're a new comedian, you can go anywhere in the world and you're probably going to be the funniest person in the room or the show, unless you're with like Bill Burr or something. So I'm on the show. Everybody's doing great. It's a cool show, really cute show in like Santa Monica. My God, the shows out here are so fucking cute. I can't get over it.
What do you mean cute? You mean like you like light bulbs hanging from the ceiling? Cute,
like you get drink tickets, but everybody's getting like a cocktail that's $19. Like it's just different.
Right. It's not just like a gin and soda that's served in a dirty silo cup. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really like the vibe is great and everybody's doing well. But you know, hey. I'm gonna be a cocky Asian for a second here, because I'm allowed to be once a year. And I've been doing stand-up comedy in New York for a while. I can hold my own. All right, so I do this goddamn show, and I do very well. I close the show. I do very well. Very very well. Probably the best out of the lineup. And that's not even flexing. That's just what happened. I'll send you an MP3 file, okay?
an MP3 file.
Go ahead and
what a way. That's like a rapper is like, "Hey man, don't fuck with me. I got an MP3 file. It's loaded up already in Dropbox."
Yeah.
Okay?
Get out your what is that? Whatever the meter is, you can measure the amplitude. Get that out. And anyway, so I do very well. And usually in New York, when you have a good show, a lot of people talk to you after the show.
Yeah.
And including hot women. Okay.
Yes.
And now I'm not trying to do anything with the hot women, but that's the New York vibe. Okay. Listen, me, you, and our guest today, sure, we're handsome to a degree, but outside the comedy world, we're not. We're ogres, right? But when we're on the stage and we're destroying, we are tense. We shine bright. Okay, so
I'm coming off
a hot set. I'm like, I'm getting ready to talk to some ladies. No one is coming up to me.
No one is coming up to me. You ain't shit.
They're all coming up to this other comedian who was like, he was also really funny, but he's also a model, and they're all talking to him. They're all fucking talking to him, and I'm like, What's happening? Yep. Right? And I mean, it is a lie. Some people did talk to me, but there were these two little minions from UCLA Film School, and and they wanted to network, and they wanted to see how they could become a writer's assistant or something, you know? And
I
was like, I don't want to talk to these like the young kids, you know? I can't fuck, you know? Like, what is it? I mean, like, this is pointless, you know?
This is just like when you go to the gym and you're like, I'm lifting weights, and you're like, dude, I'm going to lift so much weights, and so many chicks are going to talk to me.
Yeah.
It's going to be so awesome. And then when you get to the gym and you're like doing your thing, and the only other people who come up to you are like other like gym dorks who are just like, you know, like the incels. Women aren't even there. They're actually doing Peloton. They're actually somewhere. They're not even paying attention to you.
Right.
Okay.
So that like was such a, I don't know if it was just this show or whatever it is, but to me I was like, oh, maybe this is LA, you know what I mean? Maybe because in New York the funny guy wins in New York. Okay. And that's why You know, that's why fucking Jerry Seinfeld has a show. That guy is ugly as hell. I'll say it. He's ugly as hell, bro. But he's got a show, and he gets girls. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
but,
you know what it is? I think it's New York. You know, we care about the craft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're the people who made Jerry Seinfeld famous. You know, we're in.
It's not even like I would venture outside comedy too. I think in New York, if you're like a guy and you got like a little interesting, if you're like a weird looking guy, but you got a little, I don't know, maybe you like make hats on the side or something, or you do something kind of funky.
Yeah,
you like specialize in 1975 hip hop dancing or like something really specific like that. You know, people are gonna like hot girls are gonna be into that. But here it's like no. It's your body and your face. And I forgot. I was reminded. I was like, oh my gosh, like we're not in Kansas anymore. You know,
we're in the valley. Yep.
Yeah. We're somewhere and else. I would also like to say I was maybe also a little bit of an insecure Asian because I was like, I have no chance surviving in this world if people don't care about my talents. This is all I got.
Yeah.
You know what
really
I mean?
Really is.
If I have to survive on looks alone, I can't do it. Get me out of here.
No.
You know.
Yeah. Just fly back here already, bro. Get back here. I think that's always like the stereotype about New York is New York like couples. It always is like a. It always looks like a it's a beautiful woman and then a man who clearly has dirt on her. That's like the couple.
Yeah.
Right? That's like you're like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
It's always like the mix match. But then in LA, the couples are like, we both have good Instagrams.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Maybe the dog also somehow the dog's more good looking than you are, Fumi. And it's just like, is this how it is? He's pulling off that leather jacket. He looks good.
Swear to God.
What can you say?
This is so funny you mentioned the dog because there were like, so in the green room, some guy came in.
Was there a dog on the show?
Someone came in and was like, look at this dog room. Or like, he said something about a dog. And I thought he was saying like a racial slur or something. I was like, nobody comes in and be like, look at these dogs. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, it's all white people except me. Like, am I the dog? Like, am I a Shiba Inu? But I'm looking around and there's legit like 17 dogs and they all the comedians brought their dogs. So that's, and they all look, the dogs look like they have more money than me. It was insane.
Yeah, no.
It's an insane place.
Have you thought about though, just introducing yourself as a Shiba Inu? Because that might help your career now. Right? Think about it.
The hottest Shiba Inu in town.
Yo,
dude.
Hottest Shiba Inu.
Damn. I gotta do that. But anyways, I definitely wanna ask our guest about what kind of Asian he's been this week. And this week's guest is hot. Is he comedy hot? I can't really tell. I think he's also regular hot, but I don't know.
I think he's regular hot.
I
Shut up.
Shut the hell up right now. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Listen.
The ugly guys are still talking.
Listen, yeah. A lot of people are like, when are you gonna get David Chang? When are you gonna get, you know, Hasan Minhaj, when are you going to get Ali Wong? Well, boy, do we have a surprise for you. We went the opposite direction this week, boys. We took a risk by this week by booking a straight white guy with a ponytail, okay?
Woo-woo!
It's a very big deal. This is a first. This is Asian on Asian history right now. We're making history. He's a great friend of ours. He's a comedian, actor, Italian. That's all you got to know about him. Give it up for the hilarious Italian. Peter Ravello.
Woo-woo! Peter Ravello.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up, my boys?
What's up, man?
What's
How
up,
you doing?
Dude?
We've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time. And
am I the first white boy?
You are the first white boy? Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We love it.
We always knew you would be. We just didn't
That's
know
so
when.
That's so exciting.
Took us three and a half years to be like, I think it's time.
We were like, you know what? We need more diversity.
Yeah, I know.
And we need a white boy from Staten Island.
And some of our fans might know Peter because we've had him on our the Zoom Hack City and stuff like that. And I remember Pete, maybe you want to tell this story, but one time like a fan was confused that you weren't Asian or something like that, right?
They were upset.
Yeah. What did he say to you? I don't remember.
I know, just something like he's not Asian, and it's like, well, yeah, your eyes are working good.
Did he DM you or did he say this to you in person?
No, I forget what it was. It was unpleasant. He's just like,
someone was like,
"Hey,
what
to tell you, man."
Damn.
We wanted to have you on here because, well, we've honestly wanted to have you on here for like a long time,
long time,
and then we just kept getting celebrities on instead.
I've seen who you have on this podcast. Easy now. All right, I've seen on the off weeks. Give me
on
a
the
break.
Off weeks, exactly. So we want to have you on here, because I think this podcast it's about people who we like, honestly. The best yeah. episodes are the people we like and the people who have, like, honestly influenced us in whatever way. And you, Peter, like, we go way the fuck back, right?
That's true.
We've been, we would grind. I would see you, this is back when I was like a freelancing bum. I would see you like at the 3 p.m. open mics at fucking
Karma Lounge.
Oh my God, Auto Shrunken Head. That everywhere that smelled like urine, I would see you, Peter. Fumi, do you remember how you met Peter?
I do, but I have two stories about
no
that.
Fun bar? Is it no fun?
I have two. So I had a pleasant experience meeting him, but
I was nice to you.
But I later learned that Peter did not have a pleasant experience meeting me. And I'm about to call
you. I hated you.
I'm about to call you out, you bitch.
Really?
I'm about to call you out, you fucking bitch. Okay.
I remember
yes.
now.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So
this
now
is
the way. Show.
This is what I remember. I remember Peter is, and we don't mean this in an insult way. There's a term in comedy called the comics comic, which is a good thing.
It means you make no money.
Who's a comics comic? An example of a comics comic is like Louis C.K. Everybody called him a comics comic, right?
It's all right, don't
like,
compare me to. What are you doing?
Wow,
Louis C.K., Bill Cosby, Chris D'Elia. These are all comics comic. You fill in the blanks. I'm not gonna do any more explaining. No, it means that, and it's like I think you can use this for other professions. You know, you're a porn star's porn star. You're a glassmaker's glassmaker. You know, you're so good at the craft that you're almost too good for the regular ass consumer, but other people in the industry respect you because they think, oh, I could never be that good at crafting a joke or crafting you know, a glass or whatever. You know, whatever. It's an artist. It's an expression. And so when I first saw him at like in a bathroom when we were all doing an open mic around a urinal cake, I was like, this kid's got
for like $10,
too. Yeah, I was like, this kid's...
You have to pay.
The cakey mic?
Yo, and I was like, this kid's got it. And we were so intimidated. I was like, I gotta be friends with this guy. And, you know, when I said hi to him, he was obviously very friendly because he's not a psychopath. And he was like, oh, nice to meet you. And then we started seeing each other a lot in the comedy scene. And here we are.
Yeah.
But later, when I later became friends with Peter... He told me that's not the way he saw it. The way he saw it is when he first saw me, he saw me at the urinal cake mic. I was talking to another comedian. I was like maybe a year in, maybe 2 years in. Couldn't have been more than a year and a half in. And I was blabbering on about some comedy festival that I applied to. Okay.
Because back then,
like, I didn't know how to get credits or like convince other comedians I was okay at comedy. So you applied to a lot of comedy festivals. Some are scams, some are very good. You just don't know. But in the beginning, you apply like the scammy ones that are like in New Jersey and you pay $30 to apply. But back then, I think, you know, the email that says, congratulations, you got it, even if it's a scam, it keeps you going for another year. You know, it's like another person believes in me, even if I paid them to believe in me, you know? And so I was like talking to some other comedian about like some comedy festival, either was applying to you or got in or something. Peter overheard me, didn't know me, and thought, who the fuck is this new?
I was irate.
He was like, really? Who the fuck is this amateur comedian talking about comedy festivals? Like, who the fuck does he think he is? He's not even good.
This is why Peter is a comics comic, okay? He's like, it's not about your credits. It's about what you can do with the urinal cake.
Okay,
all right?
What's
step
your riff
up to the
urinal?
Let's see what you got, okay? How clear is your pee? Let's do this. That's why you're a comics comic. Peter, tell us the story.
Yeah,
what'd
explain yourself.
We were online to do an open mic at the Grizzly Pear, and I'd see Fumi just talking about, you know, oh, yeah, I got this festival. And I was like, who the fuck is this? You got a festival? Really? What the fuck are you still doing here? All right. So I was very jealous. And angry.
I love it.
And then I've grown to love Fumi because I realized, you know, it's like that festival is probably pretty shitty.
I'm surprised you were able to, I'm surprised you told me that. That's a pretty personal thing you told me.
Well, yeah, because that's how it starts. Like, that's how you start most relationships as a man. I feel like you start with hatred. And then you can only go in one direction.
You can only up after that.
Right?
Start from hatred.
That is so true. Straight
guys. Did you guys like each other when you first met? Because I feel like my closest friends, I hated them at first. I'm like, this person's a fucking scumbag. And then...
I feel with Fumi and I, we're curious about each other. And but you're right, there is a little bit of... And this is like an Asian thing, where if you see another Asian in a place that's not Asian, you want to kill that person because you're like, this is my space. This is my thing. These are my whites. You know, these whites.
These are my whites. Get your whites.
Infiltrate their white circle. You know. You know. I had. You know how many fucking. I don't know. Like
how much? How many concerts?
Yeah. How much mayonnaise I had?
You had to just chug.
I had to just chug mayonnaise until they became friends with me and then invited me to their.
Chug.
You know. So that's you do start from a place of you know, like, what's going on here? Who's this guy? Oh my god, feel this out. Yeah, I feel you there. Do you remember how when you met me? Because I don't. For you, I
remember your outfits and your act. Like, you used to wear like you had really tight jokes. And then, like, camouflage, like orange camouflage. So I was like, what is this guy doing?
Yes.
He's a grown up.
It called me a grown up. What an insult. I remember for you, you were the only person I remember at. We would do fucking. What's that comedy club that was on? That's on 24th.
New York.
There was an open. Yeah, New York. And we would do the mic that was like consistently one of the worst mics.
It was
like almost like amazing how bad it always was. And then I remember you would be the only one who could make it even a little fun. You would go up and you'd be like, is this a mic or is this a party? And like,
yeah, it's amazing how many times I've gone back to open mics being like, wait a second, it can't be that bad 20 times in a row. Like each week I'm just, it's scientifically impossible that it would be this bad. Like it's gotta be better this week. And you just keep paying the money.
You go to 20 funerals for you know, for dead puppies, and one of them will be a banger. One of them
right,
will be good.
Right, right.
One of them is going to be fun. But no, all these comic mics are bad. I mean, so you know, it's interesting, Pete, that we talk about how, you know, your anger.
Yeah, Pete.
Yeah.
I've learned this because for you, you have this energy where people can't tell sometimes if you're mad at them or not, because you have such. I know
is
you're
this
not.
Like an intervention for my
it is.
Career.
No,
we
is
haven't even gotten to the intervention part.
We're gonna
we
have an intervention.
To the intervention part. Okay, we're gonna save white men one man at a time.
We gotta have an angle somehow. Pete, you thought we were gonna talk about open mics for 50 minutes? Hell no.
We're gonna
talk about your white anger. Okay, we're gonna talk about your white anger.
I just call it anger.
Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Going off of, you know, how when you first met me, you know, it was anger, right? And you just said, admitted yourself, a lot of your male friendships start with anger. And that's why I can never tell when you're actually angry at me or if this is just your way of surviving or just like navigating through the world. Example, I'm going to call you out again. Example, recently I, you know, I invited some friends to a goodbye party. Mm-hmm. And this is what you texted me. I put a screenshot here. This is exactly what you texted me.
Okay? I'm not ashamed.
You said, you sent an email to let me know when you're leaving? Disgusting. What happened
angry
to
all
us?
All over again.
What happened?
Okay. What happened? Send me an email. We spend time together in a car. You know, we cross state lines, and you tell an email like I'm a business associate. Disgusting.
Pete,
okay.
Pete, I told you before that. But again, I didn't know if this was like, because this could be very Pete, like Pete very angry, or this could be white anger or anger, as you call it, or are you doing a bit? I can never tell with you.
You know what
it's a bit of both.
But you know, is this like an Italian, because I know you guys, and I mean you guys, you people, I mean Italian Staten Island people.
Yeah.
You guys are always what I've heard, busting your balls, busting people's balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do that. I do that sometimes. You know, but like, yeah, according to the text that I've read about Italian Americans, you guys bust each other's balls all the time. Like this fucking guy here, this and that. Hey, I've seen The Sopranos, all right?
Yeah.
Is this like a thing that just y'all do all the time?
Yeah,
because I do some of my friends, but not all of my friends. But like, is this like just kind of how it is? Like, you talk to your dad like this and all this shit?
No, I don't talk to my dad, but I don't bust his balls. Like, hey, why did you leave mom? Huh? You fucking loser. Anyway, nah, you're all right. You're a good guy. No, that's what you do. That's how you pass the time. You just, you know, you just get high and make fun of the people who are closest to you. And then
how do you how would I be able to tell if you were actually mad at me? Is there like a difference? I mean, there is a difference, right?
It wouldn't be funny. If I was like, Mike, what, like if I lower my eyebrows, I'm just like, Mike, what are you doing, man? It's like, you know, then say, you know, I'd be upset. But I'm like, Mike, what the fuck? You're acting like a jerk off. You know, like my eyebrows are here.
Yeah. You call me a jerk off.
Yeah. Pay attention to the masturbation references. That's when you know.
Right.
That's when you know.
When he has read the same books you have about the Italian America. You're right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Pete, we wanted to have you on because, like Mike mentioned earlier, we're two straight Asian guys, and what's unique about straight Asian guys is
hey, he got us again with the Italian American thing. Yay.
Hey, come on, you're my family.
Actually, before I get into this, I want to talk about Mike. Let me ask you this: I feel that in many Asian cultures, we don't bust balls, or we don't, but it's not like in the same mean way as a lot of my white friends. And that's why maybe sometimes I can't really do sarcasm because we don't go that mean when you roast each other.
I know what you mean. I think it's because, so like, you know, a lot of different cultures got this, you know, so like, you know, we, you know, like black people, they got the dozens, you know, they can kind of do that. You know, Peter's got his, and Peter Americans have got their eyebrow thing that they do, apparently.
Yeah.
And I feel with Asian people, we'll say stuff that's mean that is just like too real. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your mom is really being mean to you, she's not joking around. She is really wondering what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's that. I mean, I do that with some of my guy friends. But like, I feel like we kind of had to learn it a little bit, you know. It's not something I learned from my parents.
I still get uncomfortable doing it to my friends, even though like
I got to stick an LOL in there.
I joke, but I always think make sure that I'm making fun of myself. Like I feel so uncomfortable. I'm not a ball buster, you know. I'm a ball caresser.
I'm not a ball buster either. I'm always afraid like. You know, I'll see other comedians, and sometimes they have jobs where they're like a construction worker, or they work, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh man, I wouldn't be able to do that because I feel everyone would always be making fun of each other, and I would be most uncomfortable about that. I would be like, I don't know, I can do the job, you know, I can get a carpenter's license or be learning about plumbing, but I'm just not quick on my feet. You know, talking about each other's dick size. You know,
you get it, man. You get it.
You get it, man. Yeah. It can't really be that hard.
It's not that hard. I mean, these people are fucking GEDs. What do you think? You can't hang with them and fucking
catch up to that? Look at that.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be able to. You know, Vinny, the iron worker. I'm sure you'd be able to have a good retort. I'm sure you could think of something.
This is why we love you, Uncle
Pete.
This is why we have you here.
We have you here.
And why we call you Uncle Pete.
And listen, the point I was trying to make is that straight Asian guys, and Mike, I think you'll agree with me, the entire world hates straight white guys right now, but straight Asian guys, we have a weird relationship with straight white guys. We love them and hate them at the same time. We have a soft spot for straight white guys.
You guys are our Shiba Inus, you know? So
it's so weird to hear this because, you know, it's like, oh, Fumi friend, Mike friend. And then I get Fumi being like, you know, we also hate them.
I think specifically straight Asian guys have a hard time openly bashing straight white guys. I know I do.
I mean,
because we
have a problem right now.
Because you grew up with you kind of raised us. You know, it was forced, but you raised us. We were raised by straight white guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like,
so you hate your father.
And so that's why we invited you on, because we actually wanted to make sure. Here's the thing: we want to talk about mental health with you. We want to make sure you're doing okay, because I think in 2021, if you're straight white entertainer or somebody pursuing the arts, you know, there's like
super hard.
It's, you know? there's like two options. You quit or you go alt-right, right? That's not crazy to say. You go alt-right.
And I'm going alt-right. And I'm going I need to make money. Do I believe the vaccine is real and helps? I don't know.
There you go. You just got a whole bunch of fans just now because you said that.
Right or wrong? So I'm, wrong. I'm a free thinker. That's all.
I'm just asking the question. I'm just asking the question. I'm a sovereign citizen. What can I say? You know, hey, do I have to pay taxes? Not according to what my reading of the Constitution. No, I don't.
So how you doing, Pete? Are you doing okay?
Well, mentally?
Yeah. How you doing?
Because
this is a grind, man. Comedy's a grind.
It's a grind.
Yeah, it sucks. No, comedy's cool. I like doing it. Everything else about it is pretty trash. But
yeah,
boy, when you actually do it and you do well and people like you, you're like, now this, huh? But yeah, everything else is pretty shitty.
Shit.
But you know, I don't know. I like it. I still like it. I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm not gonna go alt-right because I think it'd just be too easy.
Yeah. What do you think about? Because we have peers who've gone alt-right and gained tremendous followers.
Name some names.
I mean, anywhere from like, but what I mean by alt-right is it's not necessarily like political.
Like the free speech warriors.
It's just dumb. Does that make sense? You go around and you say dumb things. And
well, I don't know who to align myself with because I seem like these are my two options. I either get or I can be fucking. It's like both are equally unappealing.
Yeah,
it's horrible. You know what I mean? They get the people on the free speech people who are like, you can't say nothing right anymore. It's bullshit. It's like, yeah, but you're not funny.
You know? Yeah,
so boring. Yep. And then the other side, it's all like, you know, I don't know, white guys suck, which we do.
Right.
But not all the time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey.
We got some good things about us. You know, we raised the Asian men, so that's kind of cool. You know, we don't get enough credit for that. Fumi said that. I didn't even say that.
Yeah. That wasn't even Peter. That was apparently we're all little Tarzans raised by white men.
Whoa, didn't say. Tarzan has a bad connotation.
Right. Okay.
I'm just, that's, okay.
Hey, Pete is the most woke one on the podcast right
You're
now.
You're so woke right now, bro. Listen, Mike, you know me on the podcast. I like to laugh like an insane person, spread joy through jokes and inappropriate comments. But is that how I feel on the inside in 2020? Absolutely not, Mike.
No, man.
It's a dark mess in here, dude. Sometimes I'm really sad. Sometimes I'm a little depressed. I'm really stressed. You know, and I think a lot of people with the pandemic, they're not really sure about job security. And that's a huge source of stress for a lot of people. And I think if any of our listeners feel this way, they should check out our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient.
You can start communicating in under 24 hours.
This isn't self-help. It's professional counseling.
Send a message to your counselor anytime.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions.
Woo! All without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You know how those waiting rooms can be, bro.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need it.
And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem.
I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Asian. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Asian.
But I just want to say about, you know, like straight white guys. Yeah, right now in like LA and New York, it's not like the cool thing to be. But you look at, you go 10 miles south or north of both of those locations, and white guys are the only people getting road work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I went to this club in Connecticut, and you see all the faces on the wall, and it's like, really?
Right.
See, there you go.
Really, what it's all white guys.
Okay.
So, you know, it's important to
this,
keep that
absolutely.
In mind, too.
Okay, that's interesting. So this thing happened recently. So do you remember that incident that happened with Tony Hinchcliffe and that Asian comedian?
Yeah, bro, that was fucking despicable.
Okay, so do you know what happened after?
No.
Okay, so what happened after? So if you don't know, listen to the episode we did with Feeling Asian, part one. We talk about it. But this is for our listeners, not you, Peter. You already know.
I'll listen to it.
This comedian, white comedian, went up and started calling the opener of his show, who is a Chinese comedian, the C word and all this stuff. And it went viral on Twitter.
Pang Dang. Yeah.
Pang Dang is his name. And let's make sure we give him a proper shout out, Pang Dang.
Yeah, finally.
Everybody look him up. Great guy. Don't even know him. Great guy. So anyways, he posted on Twitter, it goes viral, and people are upset, and Tony gets canceled, right? But And by canceled, I think his manager dropped him. But what I found out this week through talking to a lot of comedians out here is that Tony then got like 30,000 new followers or something. His podcast is bigger than ever. And then, Pang got banned from a lot of comedy clubs in the South, especially in Texas, for tattletaling, for being a narc, right? So in a way, like, it just goes to reinforce this idea that, like, white guys, like, can't lose right now, you know?
No.
Getting, I mean, same thing happened with Shane Gillis, right? Like, getting canceled, you
that's
better
like the,
fucking,
that's like the best thing
better,
that can happen to you.
You better pray to God you get canceled. If you know what I mean?
That's true.
And that's why we're here, Peter. So go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Go ahead. Go nuts. We're going to try. That's a great show. That's a great show.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Go ahead. Let's play racist Mad Libs. Chinese people are.
Yeah. We should have a game show called Get Canceled. With Mike and Fumi, we try to get you canceled because that's the best thing that can happen.
We have a barometer of how much Patreon subscribers you're getting towards the end of the show.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
That is super depressing to learn that.
What do you think about all that?
What do I think about it? I think it's disgusting. I don't know. I mean, it's fucking horrible that you get to, you know, you can say a slur and people will be like, yeah, you're speaking your mind and you're a true individual. It's disgusting.
But you know what's stupid is like,
I'm
going to piss off some people by saying this, but there's no equivalent on the left, right? There's no...
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so you mentioned earlier, you're like, right now, if you're a white comedian, you have to be problematic or super woke, right? If you're problematic and you get canceled, you get stronger, you get a bigger fan base. But if you're super woke and you get canceled, you can never work again, right?
It's true.
So that's why it's like not fair. The left doesn't know how to, I don't know, forgive or whatever.
Eat their own too.
It's fucking sick. The left is like, it's like a, I always, it, the, to me, it's like a, the left has like a cancel cannon, but it's only pointed at themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's
so stupid. Like why I think the right keeps winning.
Duck and like it shoots the exactly. Like,
and it goes around.
We keep shooting ourselves, and so I don't know. It's just like the whole thing is very frustrating. I think I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, they're the only people they can cancel is the people that they have control over, who they can, you know, feed or give jobs and stuff. So, like, we can control who gets canceled because they're in our sphere. But you go outside of that, it's like, you have no control.
Exactly. And that's what's so, like, you know, even for us, Mike, like, today I saw that somebody posted on Instagram was like, why did you like at so-and-so's post? He's a racist or something, you know? He's the video guy for Andrew Schultz's podcast. And I didn't respond to that.
I see.
But I mean,
I don't know. Asked you that?
Somebody commented on our Instagram. I was like, why'd you like this guy's, you know, he's the video editor for Andrew
Schultz.
Because
we're racist. That's what you said.
Because we're racist.
But the thing is, we're also racist.
Let's just say that blows up or whatever. We're done. Yeah. We're not going to get 30,000 new followers. That's it. And that's why, like.
No. I don't think it would work that way.
No, but that's just an example. If we like made a mistake and we got canceled, that's it.
Let me get this straight. You're asking what bad things do you have to say to get more followers? That's what it sounds like.
What's the
equivalent of being canceled for a left person?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point. I feel like maybe
you have to go after women. I think. I think you can't go on racial grounds. You have to go after the skirts.
Oh, God. Your cancel meter just went up a little bit. Good job, Peter. You just gained 10 more followers.
That's our game show.
Hell yeah.
Let's go for the bonus prize.
Brah.
Yo.
What
up? What up?
How many subscriptions do you think you have? You pay for right now,
including the ones that including the ones my wife doesn't know about, like 20.
Yes,
easily,
dude. I mean, and how many do you think you're actively using,
dude? Like 3, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. So you're literally wasting like hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month, money that you could be contributing to the Patreon. If I'm being completely honest,
it's true. But you know what it is that a lot of times these subscription services make it like super freaking hard in order to cancel it, because it's like buried in some thing, or you got to do some weird thing with like 2 different phones to confirm some ish like that. It's crazy, man. All right,
absolutely. And what we got to do is we got to fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill.
Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about.
On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill.
Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap.
And your Truebill concierge, there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to, and maybe other things if you're nice to him or her.
Oh, it's very fancy. Yeah, man, I use Truebill. I canceled like a whole bunch of stuff. It saves me like $30. It saved me like $30 a month. I'm going to save like over like $300 this year alone, man. It's crazy.
That's amazing. What are you going to do with that money, you think?
I'm probably going to, just buy socks.
Nice. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped save them over $100 million.
Ooh-wee. Okay, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/Asian. Go right now. Truebill.com/Asian. It can save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/Asian. Oh, man. What's that? What are you drinking there, buddy? What are you drinking? It looks dank.
Bro. This right here is Sanzo, which is the first Asian-inspired sparkling water.
Whoa.
Their drinks use real fruit like calamansi, lychee, and Alfonso mango to deliver a refreshing taste. No added sugars, artificial, or natural flavors. Sanzo's mission, if you're wondering, is to bridge cultures by connecting people with these authentic flavors.
Yo, I've been hearing about the Sanzo shit, man. It sounds real good. They use real fruit puree, no added sugar. Completely flavored and gently sweetened by real fruit. And that means the flavors have less than 20 calories and less than 4 grams of sugar. So it's real, real low sugar, bro.
This is in. If you're not drinking Sanzo, you're not cool right now.
You're not cool. They got all sorts of really good flavors like lychee, mango, calamansi. I just learned what calamansi is. It's this delicious, the golden lime from the Philippines. And
oh my God.
Not made up. That's real stuff, man.
Sanzo recently teamed up with the Marvel Studios to celebrate the release of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings with limited edition lychee collection featuring characters from the film. Simu Liu as Shang-Chi, Awkwafina as Katie, Manger Zhang as Xiaoling, and Tony Luang as Wenwu. I apologize if I mispronounce any of those names. It's not that I don't know who you are. It's just that Simu Liu's abs are way too hot and I'm getting distracted. 5% of all sales will be donated to CAPE, Coalition of Asian Pacifics in Entertainment, an organization dedicated to advancing Asian American and Pacific Islander representation in the entertainment industry.
For 10% off your order of Sanzo sparkling water, visit drinksanzo.com and enter code ASIANNOTASIAN at checkout. That's drinksanzo.com and enter code ASIANNOTASIAN. First of all, it's everyone's favorite segment. It is Das Race News. And usually with Das Race News, we keep it focused, you know, Asian American, Asian centric, you know, news. But sometimes we want to break out and we want to do, you know, big mainstream national news. And now we can finally do that because we got a straight white guy here. And now with him,
unlocked.
You know what you are. You know what you are, dude. You could be our Fergie. Okay, to our Black Eyed Peas. You know what I'm saying? We add you on there, the three of us, we take the world by storm. But we wanted to talk to you about the big news. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, resigned. I'll read a little lead here. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York said on Tuesday that he would resign from office, succumbing to a ballooning sexual harassment scandal in an astonishing reversal of fortune for one of the nation's best known leaders. So he put in his like 2-week notice, which I don't know who he puts it to because he's the boss of the state. So I don't know who he's reporting that to. And then he's out of here. I mean, Peter, you've had some like, and one thing that the governor would say in different media outlets, he kind of was like insinuating that, hey, I'm too Italian. This is not just how it is. I'm an Italian guy. This is what I do. And he would kind of say, hey, I'm a kisser, I'm a hugger, whatever the fuck it is. You know, hey, listen, you're from the South Shore, okay? You know about trash Italians. And you know about this sort of thing. You've tweeted about it a few times. Wanted to get your take on it, Pete.
My Cuomo, he's a good man.
And cut. That's great. Perfect. Hey, we got it.
100 more followers.
Cancel meter. Cancel meter.
Keep going.
I'm just saying, no, it's all alleged. You know, now this is racism. This is real racism. There's a lot of fake racism in the news.
Oh my
news,
God,
but this
1,000
is real
followers.
Racism.
You're racking it up.
Real racism.
Wow.
It was pretty funny here. I'm being like, I saw that someone sent me this video. It's like, you know, the montage of him explaining himself. He's just like, you know, I kiss everybody, I hug everybody.
black people. You know, he's like, kind of hard work, huh? There's a video of him just, oh, it was really,
God.
He's like, I may have or may not have Bella Vita, you know, a Ciao Bella. It's like,
wait, is this, he just naming girls? What does that mean, Ciao Bella?
I'm sorry, I forgot. It just means like beautiful life or like beautiful face.
I thought like, he was like Monica.
No, those aren't names. Those like are just a rapper. Yeah. Those are just like very trite Italian expressions, you know, like, oh, Bella Vita, you know, it's like beautiful life because I guess he was around the smoke show.
Oh, he
was excited.
There is something like, do you know people like that who, I mean, it is in a weird way, like,
really?
Because, you know, excusing their behavior, excusing their behavior on, hey, I'm Italian, you know.
That's a good excuse. I've never heard that before.
It's so funny. I mean, it's fucked up,
but
it's funny.
I'm just Italian.
I'm just,
yeah.
Lock me up. I'm a guilty man. I've drank too much Sambuca. And I like Dean Martin. I guess that's a crime. I'm a guilty guy.
Yeah, you have a fun tweet. Is it a crime to enjoy cured meats? Is it a crime to say gravy instead of sauce? Is it a crime to Mambo Italiano?
Mambo,
then lock me up.
Then lock me up. I'm a guilty man. Yeah. What I think happened was he was confusing like those minor complaints of him being like Italian, which is a real, you know, maybe being a little too touchy, you know. Italians are very warm but also angry people, so it's strange. And with the other real stuff. Like,
right.
I don't think you're getting canceled because, you know, you kissed an old lady on the forehead. I think it's too handsy.
Yeah. You gave Nana another helping of pasta. Oh, you know, that's how I am. It's the same thing as grabbing someone's ass. You know, it's the same thing. Do you feel, this is a fun one. I feel like, you know, Italian American identity is like really strong in New York and in a lot of America. Do you feel like super Italian? Have you been to Italy?
No. Okay. I'm not even like that Italian. I'm really like 25%. Like I just got the last name, but like my family is not Italian. Like my mom is like Irish and my dad is like half and half, Italian, half English. But growing up on the South Shore, in Staten Island, you go 50% points up. Like I'm just more Italian just by being around. I worked in a pizzeria.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I know the culture. It's something I grew up in.
Let me ask you something. I know there's a lot of Asian kids that live there because there's a good school out there. Staten Island Tech, I think. Now, do those Asians also AE or like what is the situation?
Yeah, get more Italian.
No, I've never met like a Guido Asian kid. No, that's never happened.
Well, you go to Little Saigon. We're there. Okay, don't worry.
I feel like they more lean towards like more like identifying with hip hop culture. You know what I mean?
You know, if you're surrounded by 20 pizzerias, you know, I would imagine one out of every 20 kids might be like, hey, my name is Peter Kim, you know?
Hey, you want another helping of jajangmyeon, huh? You know, come on.
It's too spicy, ma.
Hey.
He's talking about his fucking kimchi soup.
Hey, this is a spicy kimchi. You know, this is great. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. No. Actually, you know what? Maybe one kid, Danny Poon. Danny Poon was wearing
Danny.
North Faces, got the CZ earring. Yeah, so he owned the Chinese restaurant in Tottenville, and he was affected.
It was like radiation.
Yeah,
dose of the Italian radiation dose, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know. Yeah, I grew up around those people, and yeah, Cuomo is, that's just the...
Yeah,
how hard is it not to? This was crazy. So many people get in trouble for this. It's like, is it that hard not to sexually harass people? I mean, I do it to men because that's funny. Because I'm stronger than they are. I don't know why that makes me laugh. You know, put your hand on the shoulder and like, what are we doing? But you don't do it to a lady.
Yeah, come on.
That's not funny.
Do it to me and Fumi. You know, because you raised us.
and I will.
That's the kind of ball busting that I enjoy.
I like that kind
it's
of
like over like massage. Overt love. Yeah. Like it's it's funny to me. Like you gotta love
me.
Because to me it's not a joke. I love love. You know, didn't get enough as a kid. You know,
I was gonna bring this up before. So Fumi was like, "Oh, I'm not good at ball busting," and it's like, well, on the opposite side too, Mike, you ever try to give Fumi a hug?
Oh no! Oh no! I know not to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a robot. I try to like hug him. I'm like, hey pal, it's good. We had a connection today. Yes. And he gives you like,
happens
stiff.
Is if you try to hug Fumi and you give him enough of a hug, and then when you pull away, you realize he slipped out of his clothes and you're just holding his shirt.
Yeah. And you see a naked man dashing.
And he's a naked man just running. Yeah, that's so,
yeah. Hate being touched. I really do.
Yeah, you hate being touched. I know, and yet I still persist because it's funny.
Because you're a Cuomo Asian, and I get that. You want it. You're a Cuomo Asian, dude.
You're a Cuomo Asian.
Damn.
Guilty. Yeah.
Guilty. Well, you know, we'll see what happens with that. We'll have you back on the show, dude.
Also,
you're going to be our political consultant.
By the way, because we've been getting a lot of weird emails. We need to clarify Pete is joking, right? Are you
about
joking?
What? Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if people
because
know
people,
we're joking.
Because
yeah,
we said earlier, Asian people don't understand sarcasm. He was joking.
About what?
Yes. Just about, everything we were saying, he was joking.
All the Cuomo stuff.
No, very serious. Cuomo's a good man. And this is a witch hunt from the mainstream media. And if you can't pick up on sarcasm here, you got bigger problems. You got bigger problems. You got to go.
This plan backfired. This plan backfired.
There is a lot of that.
Go on medication.
Yes.
And congratulations. Yes. You just got signed. Congratulations, Pete. You know?
Me and Tony Hinchcliffe.
You know?
Okay. Now we're going to move on to this game that we like to play every time we have a non-Asian guest called Asian Tweet / What Did You Mean By That? And what it is, we go to your Twitter account and we do an advanced search and we find all your tweets where you mention the word Asian and we confront what you meant by that. How do you feel?
Okay. Yeah.
And some of these tweets are old, Peter. These are like 4 or 5 years
old. Peter, you got to delete some of these tweets.
Ready,
not
honey.
These I'm just saying Twitter is purely there to ruin your day.
Yeah.
No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Let it happen.
Here we go.
That's what I say.
Here we go. Here we go. Mike, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is from January 2nd, 2018. Uh-huh. Trump was being stereotypical. I'm sure the size of an Asian man's nuclear button is the same as anyone else's nuclear button. Ooh. Right.
What did you mean by that?
What do you mean
by that? That was a very good tweet. let's just get that out of the way first. Very funny.
Yeah.
I forget the context. I forgot the context.
I think I forget it was like.
Yeah, he was saying something, I think, about. It was probably with North Korea.
Is this when he was calling him like Rocket Man and stuff?
No, it wasn't Rocket Man. It was something about. I
think he made a joke about like
was
how
Kim Jong
the button.
His nuclear button is bigger than Kim Jong-un's nuclear button.
Something, right. Okay,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
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 That was a little tongue in cheek. You know? Hey, I'm sure it's all the same size. But maybe not. How big is your guys' penises? You guys ever measure? What do you guys?
Well, every time I go to measure, Fumi just disappears out of his clothes and it just runs away. Once again, I can never get a good read. It's hard to get a good read. That's why I'm always trying to go to a nice Korean hot spa with Fumi, so we can.
I gotta say, over the years, I've learned to love the size of my penis. It's great.
That's good.
It's you know, when you're a kid, you hear so many things, but just. Learn your body. Love your body.
Love your body. Right.
Love your body. Yeah. Don't learn your body. That's what Cuomo would do. Don't do that. Don't learn other people's body.
Let me learn your body. Hey, I can read your body like a textbook. Okay, and it's telling
it's
me something.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Just kidding. I don't fucking read.
I can't read.
Oh.
I'm blind. That's why I got to use. I got to feel it.
That's right. You guys invite me on so you can do the Italian voice and disparage Italian Americans. This is very unseemly.
Okay, moving on to your other tweet here. Here we go. Because I'm a vegetarian, people always ask, but where do you get your protein? I tell them this, because it's the absolute truth. From cum. Asian cum. Every morning, I drink a gravy boat's worth of Asian seed, and it makes me strong. Thank you. 10 likes, 1 retweet, 3 comments.
Comments?
What did you mean by this?
Yeah.
That Asian men are more virile, and therefore, when you suck it down, you attain their essence, their strength, their warrior essence.
And that's why.
What is the inspiration for this? Because this feels very like Tim Robinson, like so random. Yeah, did you see an Asian man jerking up in a parking lot? Like, what was
is there an anime that we were referencing that we don't know
about?
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, what's this referring to?
I don't fucking know. How many years ago was this nonsense? Yeah, I don't know. The reason why I picked Asian seed is because you know.
We trying
to gain 10 more followers.
We trying to be woke and try to undermine sort of the, you know, the Asian men aren't desirable thing. Is that what it is? Right. You're like, instead I'm gonna go against that. I love Asian cum, which is
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people are anti-Asian cum, not me.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You're riding that wave.
Yeah.
Cum wave.
The cum wave. Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know.
I do also like that you still incorporated your own white culture by saying gravy boat worth of Asian seed.
that you didn't measure.
Gravy boat's like a funny.
That's a fun way to do it.
I remember that.
It's like sloshing over. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's getting all over the table because that thing never. You know, the spout isn't ever perfect. Yeah, I get
right.
it.
That's so much cum. That's so much cum, man.
Jizz, that is a lot of cum.
Just, oh my God. That's a lot.
Wasn't cheap.
You think it's just one? You think it's one guy's cum, or did you have like a group?
Many.
Okay, because just
many different Asian
it's
countries.
It's a gravy boat, right? It's a lot of different ones. Yeah.
Laos.
How many listeners do you think we have left, Fumi? By now. Two?
I mean, I gotta say, I think we lost half of the comedy talk, and now with the Asian cum talk, we probably have like one.
Or talk about
it's just Michael Luo.
Michael Luo's left. Surprisingly little amount. We should probably have a segment just called Gravy Boats of Asian Cum.
Asian cum. We don't talk about Asian cum enough.
We don't talk about it
enough. Do you think, okay, you know how like Asian people have different earwax?
Oh my god. Here we go.
Do you think Asian people's cum look different?
How's it different?
It's the only way to find out, my little
friend.
Everybody
get out your dicks.
Okay? Everybody.
Wait. So
send your samples to our PO box.
Or email us at Asian. Take a picture and put it on your Instagram stories.
No, we need an analysis, okay? We can't just go on photos.
Okay. Yeah, Asian people's earwax are different from white people's earwax. And so,
but in what way?
So white
some
people
of
are,
us
it's
is,
like honey.
Some is waxy. And some is dry.
Mine
so
is like
actually, yeah.
Mine feels like
flaky,
like sugar. You ever stick your hand
flaky,
in sugar
granular. And granular,
granular,
it's granular. Yeah. Yeah. Mine is more waxy, and you know what you? I don't know, but that means that I'm a smelly Asian because of that. I'm
what?
A smelly person.
It's related to your like it's related to your like testosterone levels and like how you smell, your body odor.
What? This is
so
crazy.
Yeah.
So if you want my cum is going to be a little bit more testosterone-y, okay?
Yeah,
you like that?
Yeah.
I want Mike's cum. I want Mike's cum.
If you're looking for something a little bit more femme, you're going to want to come to me.
Yeah, you want something more, you know? I'm the THC, he's the CBD.
Hey, right? Mine's legal, different. Though. Mine's legal. Mike's cum is legal. This is so gross.
Oh, well. That was completely worth losing all of our followers for.
Right, and we're gonna lose. We're gonna go down to negative listeners with this next game. This is our final game before we let our guests go.
Okay, here we go.
This game is called Asian Not Asian, and what we do is we go through some of the things that we talked about this podcast, and you let us know, Peter, if it's Asian or not Asian.
So we're gonna play this game. There is a right or wrong answer,
yes,
and we will be judging this. So are the following things Asian or not Asian? You gotta say. If it's Asian or not Asian, then why? Okay, you ready to play?
All right.
First one, being Italian.
I'm going to say Asian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? We
How
agree.
Come? How come?
Noodles, a lot of pasta.
Oh! You know?
Wow! Yes!
Well, we're connected.
That's a... Yep.
Marco Polo. Shout.
You're right. That's
so
that it
go
is.
I'm Italian, also Asian, so therefore, I kind of belong on this podcast. I'm not necessarily the first white.
You're right.
You're Marco
so
Polo
glad
Asian.
To have another Asian American on the show, Peter. So this
it's
is wonderful.
Nice to be here.
All right. You got a point for that one. All right. How about you, Fumi? You going to go with this one?
Gravy boat worth a cum.
Oh, gravy boat worth a cum. For me personally, it has to be Asian. Only Asian.
It's not even a question. It has to be.
Not even a question.
Why even go through all the logistical issues if you're not? No. They're not going to be Asian.
Why have the
drier? It comes a little drier.
Right. It's a.
And that's why
it's like
a little
sugar.
Flakier. It's like
flakier.
Sugar. So
it's a flakier.
Put in your coffee. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Put in your Thai iced tea. You know, whatever you want.
Put in your Thai iced tea. It just dissolves better. I don't know if people knew that. It's better.
And that's just what I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no kink shaming. If you like, you know, viscous semen. Yeah, everyone's stopped listening. But you know what? We had fun.
All right. We had fun.
All right, Mike. Why don't you round it out with the last one?
How about how was this? Is the following Asian or not Asian? Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, not Asian. Not Asian. No, I'm gonna say he's anti-Asian. He's a fucking piece of shit. I don't understand too. Like, you see the video, right? He comes out standing ovation. How are you still mad? You just got a standing ovation, and he's like through all this vitriol all over the crowd. You're like, this guy's a piece of shit. He's not funny too. It's like, I hate his, it, like, that's a white guy you should hate. Like, very slender, you know, the blonde hair, he's like well-bred, you know, and he thinks he's like persecuted. And it makes you want to fucking puke, you know? Tony Hinchcliffe? What kind of name is that? What is this? It sounds like a fake name. Hinchcliffe. It's just like that's like rich waspy name. So
I heard he did something. Not Asian. This is something really funny that he did. I heard from again LA gossip because I'm an LA Asian now. Apparently, when he released his comedy special, he posted an Instagram grid post of one of those billboards with his special on it, but it was photoshopped. And people were like, hey man, I think this is photoshopped. And then he wrote, I'm just kidding. That's insane.
But that's more classic Tony Hinchcliffe humor.
Yes, those are his jokes. Yeah, it's saying fucking on in front of a thousand people, and then a badly done Photoshop of his fucking comedy special that was released on. And he also called it like
Content's under pressure.
No, he called it like one shot or something because he did it in one take. But you're supposed to like in comedy, so I don't know what. Yeah.
You know what he needs? You know, Tony, you need a gravy boat worth of bacon.
Yeah, get that man some cum. He's weak.
It changed me, you know? Look at me.
No longer slender. So, yes.
Right. No longer slender.
Robust.
Oh, Uncle Pete. Thank you for doing the show, man. This was quite the journey. I'm going to have to edit quite a bit, but this has been quite the journey.
You think?
And you were great. Thanks for doing it. This is amazing.
You guys are
this is
doing amazing. The best. And I miss Fumi already, you know, my sweet boy. But he'll be back
you
soon.
You raised me.
I raised my sweet boy.
Where can our fans find you in your work, Peter?
Instagram, TikTok at Peter_Revello, Revello.
Wait, is it Rev? I thought is it Revello? Wow. I thought it was Revello.
It doesn't matter. I'm gonna learn my fucking name. Who gives a shit? I should have changed it. But you know what? It's too late.
That's that energy. That's an all Uncle right. Peter energy.
As always, you can follow us on all the social media platforms at Asian.AsianPod. I am also on there at the Fumi Abe. That's TheFumiAbe.
And you can find me on Instagram at NicePantsBro.
Please check out our Hack City Comedy Show. The next one's August 21st. And the one after that is when?
August 21st. And then I believe, hold on here, it is going to be September 9th.
September 9th. It's a Thursday? Oh,
it's a Thursday.
Okay.
It's a Thursday because that's like the earlier slot. It'll be a good show. It'll be a really good show.
Thursday, September 9th. So I think by the time this comes out, 21 has passed. So go check that out. There will be a ticket link in the episode link and all that. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod to give us your goddamn money for bonus content. Late, rate, like, subscribe, smash the like, whatever it's called. Check us out on YouTube. I think that's it. Peter, thank you so much. You're something, I'll tell you that much. And Anals, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.